Brothers and sisters, alleluia, the Lord is risen. The holy light overcomes the darkness. During these days of the Easter season, we celebrate Christ's victory over death and salvation for humankind. Thank you for your continued support of the televised Mass. I pray that the hope of Christ's resurrection and his generous love and mercy bring you peace and joy this Easter season.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
We welcome all of you to the televised Mass for the Diocese of St. Cloud. We celebrate today the sixth Sunday of Easter. St. Augustine once commented that the Easter season is longer than Lent because our hope of eternal joy is greater than our struggles and sufferings. So in the joy of resurrection, we ask God's mercy and peace. You raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You bring pardon and peace to our lives. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You bring your light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest.
And on earth, peace to people of good will.
We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory.
Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father,
Lord Jesus Christ,
only begotten Son of God, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ.
With the Holy Spirit,
in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that we may celebrate with heartfelt devotion these days of joy, which we keep in honor of the risen Lord, and that what we relive in remembrance we may always hold to in what we do. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and, falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, "Get up, I myself am also a human being." Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him." While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the word. The circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they could hear them speaking in tongues and glorifying God. Then Peter responded, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit, even as we have?" He ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Sing a new song to the Lord, who has worked wonders, whose right hand and holy arm have brought salvation. All the ends, of the earth have seen the saving power of God. The Lord has made known salvation, has shown justice to the nations, has remembered truth and love for the house of Israel. All the ends, of the earth have seen the saving power of God. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, ring out your joy. All the ends, of the earth have seen the saving power of God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As the Father loves me, so I also love you. If I could give out homework, I would have you jot down or print out those words and hang them on your refrigerator, your mirror, your microwave. Make them the wallpaper on your phone or computer screen. Let them surround your daily routines and hear Jesus say them to you. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. The perfect, timeless and unchanging bond of selfless giving that is God's own inner life The all-powerful love that created the stars, formed your DNA, closed the world in splendor and new life in the spring. This is the love that is yours from Jesus, to heal, to console, to guide, to inspire, to protect. But like the chalice that we use at Mass, we do not simply take this divine love into ourselves for our own benefit, as some kind of possession to cherish and keep. It is given to us and held within us precisely so it can be shared with others, a sacred gift to be poured out. This is Jesus' new commandment and the core of Christian life, that in every personal exchange and encounter, in every conversation, in every prayer and task we do, we would somehow convey that experience to those around us. As the Father loves me, so I love you. Sounds deceptively simple until one really tries it consistently in the complexities of life, with our own weaknesses and those of the people around us. It's an infinitely high bar to love as God does, so it's understandable that at times we fail. Love is one of the most difficult words we have because it's so fundamental, yet it means many different things to people. St. Paul gives the characteristics of love in 1 Corinthians 13, so often used at weddings. And his verses are a profound examination of conscience. Am I patient? Am I kind? Do I avoid jealousy? Am I sometimes rude or quick-tempered or self-centered? Do I brood over injuries, harbor suspicions, too easily dismiss people from my respect and concern? Such is something of the complexity of that simple word, love, which, as St. John reminds us, is as vast as the mystery of God, who is love. There are many inspiring stories of love we have received ourselves or witnessed from others. Today, call to mind some specific thing that a parent, a friend, even a stranger has done for you out of patient, generous, self-giving care. Even if that person is no longer among us, in prayer, take a moment to thank him or her and to thank God for someone who has been a living echo of those words of Jesus for you. As the Father loves me, so I love you. To love that way requires that we humble ourselves. The great Christian writer C.S. Lewis said, "The secret of humility is not to think less of ourselves, but simply to think of ourselves less." To love is to attend to the other person, and we start with humble confidence in the friendship of Jesus, who has chosen us first. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. As we approach the end of the Easter season, sit with those words this week, maybe on your screen or a post-it note, until they bring you peace. Open your soul to receive the love of Jesus, and then choose some specific action to give that love away. It will not solve the many problems of our world, but it will do something real to make it at least a little more like the kingdom of God, who is love. United with believers in place and time, we profess the creed of the Church. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son,
who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
With confidence in God's love, we profess the needs of our lives in prayer.
For missionaries in this and every land, that they live in Christ's love through their proclamation of God's wondrous deeds, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those baptized this Easter, that they live in Christ's love through their baptismal share of the Spirit, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those soon to graduate, that they live in Christ's love through their service to the human family, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Look with mercy on your people, O Lord, and give us the faith we need to see how you answer these prayers offered through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy Church.
May our prayers rise up to you, O Lord, together with the sacrificial offerings, so that purified by your graciousness, we may be conformed to the mysteries of your mighty love. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to acclaim you, Almighty God, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us, and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy and to be glorified, O God, who love the human race and who always walk with us on the journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son, present in our midst when we are gathered by his love, and when, as once for the disciples, so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, we ask that you send forth your Holy Spirit to sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread and said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, gave you thanks, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, Holy Father, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you have seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until he comes again, and we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us, and grant that by the power of the Spirit of your love, we may be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. Lord, renew your church by the light of the gospel. Strengthen the bond of unity between the faithful and the pastors of your people, together with Francis our Pope, Patrick our Bishop, and the whole order of bishops, that in a world torn by strife, your people may shine forth as a prophetic sign of unity and concord. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of your Christ, and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection give them the fullness of life. Grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, that we may come to an eternal dwelling place and live with you forever. There, in communion with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the apostles and martyrs, with St. Cloud and with all the saints, we shall praise and exalt you through Jesus Christ, your Son. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Secure in the love of God, we pray to the Father in the words Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Please share with one another a sign of Christ's peace. God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
As the Father loved me, so I have loved you.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who restore us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ, increase in us, we pray, the fruits of this Paschal sacrament, and pour into our hearts the strength of this saving food, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing. May God, who by the resurrection of his only begotten Son was pleased to confer on you the gift of redemption and of adoption, give you gladness by his blessing. May he, by whose redeeming work you have received the gift of everlasting freedom, make you heirs to an eternal inheritance.
Amen.
And may you, who have already risen with Christ in baptism through faith, by living in a right manner on this earth, be united with him in the homeland of heaven.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon you and remain forever.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God. Foolish oft I strayed, but yet.